At the St. Louis County Courthouse in Clayton, we are joined now by VOA's Kane Faribault, standing by there with more on the announcement of the grand jury's decision.
Well, there are about 50 or 60 people that have gathered here in front of all of the news cameras that are here broadcasting what has happened, and it's actually a far smaller crowd than I think that was anticipated here. There's a very large parking lot in which police and officials here are expecting hundreds of protesters. That's not the case right now, but certainly I think that there is a general shock that's set over the crowd that has gathered here. I think many people in this small crowd here had sort of assumed that there might be some charges leveled against Officer Darren Wilson, but that was not the case. And so the news is still filtering out. I think there are people here who are still trying to gauge what this means and how they're going to respond. But so far right now, at least here in Clayton, the mood is somewhat subdued.
Well, you mentioned there's a sense of shock. Do you get any sense of a situation about to boil over?
No, none whatsoever here in Clayton. As a matter of fact, it's actually quite tame and it's quite civil here. I mean, people are discussing what has happened amongst themselves. Again, the crowd is only about 50 to 60 people here. Generally tonight, I think much of those who are outraged at the outcome of this decision are gathering in the town of Ferguson outside of Ferguson Police Headquarters.
Is there any kind of significant police presence where you are right now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. Not only is there a police presence, but the municipal authorities here are actually closing off most of the streets in Clayton. I think that they are preparing for what may come in the days ahead, protests tomorrow. They are barricading many of the roads. There are certainly no cars on many of the streets here around the center of Clayton. There are water barrels and other obstacles to prevent people from driving around the place where the prosecutor is making his remarks. So there is generally a sense of that this city is shut down.
All along, there's been quite a bit of criticism of the media, you being part of that. Do you feel anything regarding your safety?
None whatsoever. Again, not here in Clayton, because this crowd is civil. They're somewhat subdued. You know, I think that there is a tendency to want to speak to the media, to at least level your position or explain what this means. And there is some of that going on here amongst this crowd that is gathered in Clayton. And again, too, I think much of the shock of this and the outrage is leveled at the Ferguson Police Department and the crowd that's gathering there at the moment.
Thank you very much, Kane. That's VOA's Kane Faribault standing by in Clayton, Missouri.